I want to welcome everybody again to this edition of Saturday AM Live. I love to take the opportunity to do a call like this, and we do nothing other than share testimonies. And with that in mind, before we jump into the hearing from some of the wonderful people around North America, right now we're embarking on a new transition in that NECANN, for the first time in the, oh goodness, how well, since 1989 when they've been in the States, because I don't know what they've done in other countries, but when we register a wellness consultant in that business kit, that success kit that they get, used to be a $49 kit, now it's a $75 kit, but in that we actually get a product. And the MagBoy is one of NECANN's signature products, and the wonderful thing about that is we have the opportunity right from the get-go, as soon as that kit arrives, usually about 2 to 3, sometimes as many as 5 days, depending on what part of the North America you're in, as soon as that arrives, is we can create a product experience. It's very difficult to look at a catalog and smell a catalog and turn the pages in a catalog and get excited about it. However, when you actually have a product in your hand, in your home, that is a major component of the wellness home that we have, we can use that product and create that first product experience. And that's one of the funnest things that we have the opportunity to do. So later on, as we hear from some of these wonderful people that are going to share this morning, we're going to actually share a few hints on how to demonstrate the products. And I think that's an incredible thing. And by the way, Jim Curry, if you're on the line, if you want to dial into the host code, I'd love to have you share. I forgot to get you in the lineup. About your situation the other day with the bug bite that you think, or maybe it was a bee sting on your eye. So just pop me a quick email and I'll pop you that host code right quick here. But let's get things started with Deanna from Poland Spring, Maine. And Deanna, go ahead and share with the group what your background is, and don't get too lengthy on how you got a NECANN, but then blast away with this wonderful testimony that you got to experience with the MagBoy.
Well, thank you, Vance. It's a pleasure being on your call, and I'll definitely keep this short. My background is in customer service and computer science. I'm a computer specialist by trade, and one of the things that I appreciate about NECANN is that I don't have to stay up until 1 a.m. every morning studying to do my job anymore.
So that was a regular process, huh?
Yeah, you know, the computer world is just ever-changing, and there seems to be no end in sight.
Okay. Okay.
But I was downsized from one of my jobs and was seriously thinking about what could I do at home. I'd stayed at home for many years, raised my kids before getting into the corporate world, and somebody met me at a Christmas party that I'd never met before, struck up a conversation, and we talked about, you know, family, work, and et cetera, and he noticed I wasn't working and, of course, took that path, and I said, yeah, I would definitely be interested in looking into something that he described, and he says, well, let me show you one of our products. Let's do a flexibility test. And mind you, we'd only talked business up to this point. And I said, okay, and he said he was going to roll this thing on my shoulders. And I said, oh, my goodness, somebody's going to roll my shoulders. See, this is going to be a test. And my scientific mind went to work, and unbeknownst to him, we'd not mentioned this in our conversation, I'd been experiencing severe discomfort in my upper shoulders and back for about 5 years.
What created that? What created that situation for you?
Probably sitting in a static position 40 hours plus a week,
okay,
at a desk, typing away. And
so kind of like having carpal tunnel in the shoulders rather than usually in the wrists or the elbows where we seem to get it.
Well, you might be able to compare it to that, but what I experienced was pins and needles and knots, you know, the little knots that you massage out that wouldn't mm-hmm. have to go away.
So not something you'd want to wish on anybody.
Oh, absolutely not. And at my age, I thought, well, I guess they were right after all. I'm not going to beat this age thing, and I'm just going to have to live like this the rest of my life. And I was pretty disheartened about it. and because I hadn't found anything that would relieve it. So he went and grabbed a Magboy and proceeded to rope my shoulders and my back, and then we did the flexibility test, which was a big wow. But I asked him, where did my pain go, which is what I called it at the time, and he just said, well, that happens sometimes. And
now you weren't wanting
to, back.
You weren't wanting really to find it and bring it back. You just were curious how it disappeared so quickly, in other words.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It went away, and it did not come back. It didn't come back that night, that next day, the next week, the next month. And I couldn't shake it. I said, this is something I want to do for the rest of my life.
Okay. And you said originally it was a flexibility test. What was he, I mean, flexibility, relief, pain relief, as you said, in your shoulders definitely is not something I would relate to flexibility. So what's the correlation here?
We hadn't discussed pain at all.
Okay.
As far as he knew, I was very, very healthy and very energetic and had no physical issues whatsoever. And
okay.
That was where we started.
Okay.
And the flexibility test, you know, you have somebody put their hand across their chest against their shoulder with their thumb up like a marker.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn your torso and twist as far as you can and look at your thumb like it's a target. And note on the wall how far you can twist.
Mm-hmm.
And then you rub the Magboy on the back, and then you redo that test, and it was amazing, the range of flexibility increase.
Okay, so it definitely did. And that's one of the things I wanted to make sure that we establish on this call, is that we can use this product, the Magboy, to demonstrate rather quickly, and you really don't even have to touch the person's body. You can spin them over the shoulder and up and down the spine area, and that rotation or that flexibility, it will increase tremendously. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely tremendously. So, and you saw that, but you got a byproduct, and there you have it.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Deanna. I appreciate you
You're
sharing.
You're welcome.
And
thanks
we're
for having me.
Hey, my pleasure. Did Marcia, is it Baird from New Orleans, Louisiana? Did you get on the call? Okay, she might have been traveling, and I can't remember from these emails, but I'm just going to share Marcia's story real quick. She writes, my daughter was in Baton Rouge going to college when she called me one Saturday morning and told me that she had numbness and back pain after doing 6 loads of laundry, which, little side note, yeah, that would definitely create that. She was frightened and decided instead of going to the infirmary at LSU, she would come home. Because I am a nurse and an Econ consultant, she knew that she would be in good hands. I had sold my Magboys, but my sister had some. She wouldn't let them go out of the house, so at my sister's house, I rubbed my daughter's back for about 30 minutes. She got up and stated, "You're kidding. I have no pain." She went out that night wearing a back flex and a Kinkotherm back support, and I was glad that we had these products on hand. It saved us a visit to the doctor and unneeded tests such as MRIs and medication. It made a believer out of my daughter. She's a silver consultant now in Henderson, Tennessee, and that came from Marcia Baird, who's a platinum in New Orleans, Louisiana. Okay, Carol Guth, Dr. Carol Guth, from Advance, North Carolina. Go ahead, Carol, and share your story.
Good morning. Well, mine goes back a couple years ago when I went to China with a group. And as you can imagine, that's kind of an expensive group or tour, and so you don't want to waste your money when you're there. But we were on this river trip going up the Yangtze to see these beautiful three gorges that were being drowned by the new gigantic dam on the Yangtze, and I wanted to see that. And when at the end of the tour, we were going to a museum before we caught a plane to go to Tibet. And in Tibet, we were going to go see the Dalai Lama's palace, which is the Portola palace that sits up on this huge hill overlooking the city, and you have to actually climb up this hill to get into the palace, and then once you get to the palace, then you got to climb up a ladder to get into the palace. So I didn't want to miss any of that, because that to me was one of the highlights of the trip. But at the end of this river tour, before we got on the plane to go, we were going to go see this museum. And when the bus emptied, we saw this beautiful park down below the museum and these huge steps going down towards it. But what was so nice is that they were doing some Tai Chi down there. So everybody wanted to go see these people perform Tai Chi in these beautiful outfits they had on, red and white and so forth. So we rushed down the steps, and I get down there, and as the rest of them were, and we were taking pictures right and left, and then we were going to retreat back up and go to the museum. Well, at the bottom, after we all finished taking our pictures, I turned around and started talking to somebody, but what I forgot was I was still on the steps. I wasn't on the ground, and all my weight was on my side of my foot, and so therefore my ankle immediately turned because it was on the edge of the step where I had my weight. So I felt this huge pop and, of course, a lot of pain, and really caught my breath because it was so painful, and immediately I got about a tangerine-sized swelling on the side of my ankle. And I looked back up those steps, and I thought, how am I ever going to make it back to the bus? But I finally made it up there, but immediately retreated to the bus to my first aid kit. I carry a traveling Nikon first aid kit with me at all times when I travel, and in there is a critical part, and that is the MagBoy. So immediately I spun my MagBoy like mad for about 20 minutes with my foot elevated and I Kinkotherm wrap on my ankle and so forth, and the swelling started going down. I mean, just before my eyes, I couldn't believe it. And so what was even more interesting, the pain went away to the point where I could walk on it within 20 minutes to go to another museum. So the rest of the trip, I wore my Mike Strides or that I had in my shoes. I wore my Kinkotherm. I also had my CM cream and so forth. But I used that MagBoy, and that's what saved me, because had it not been for that MagBoy, I am certain that I would have had to have canceled the trip and gone home on crutches. If it had been anybody else on that trip, they would have had to have canceled the whole procedure, their whole trip, because this was a devastating ankle problem.
Now, Carol, I'm gonna put you on the spot because you're part of the medical industry. And would an ankle that instantly started swelling up like that just coincidentally start to de-swell, or would the swelling go away if you just kind of got off of it and rested a little bit?
Well, not at all. And in fact, over the next few days, well, I should also tell you that I had a Flex and Super Mini and Mini and so forth, and I had those around, and I also carry a 2-inch Ace bandage, so I wound that Flex around one side of where the ankle was and Super Mini and so forth. But everywhere where I had the magnets, or I should say from my knee to the tip of my toe, turned black and blue, okay? Totally black and blue, except where I had the magnets in the ankle wrap. So that lets you know that those kept the swelling and all the bleeding more quickly dissipated. Normally, that would have continued for the whole trip. For several weeks afterwards. So, yeah, definitely the products made a big difference in taking care of the swelling.
Because it definitely turned that, I mean, literally, it reversed what the body is naturally going to set in and do. Now, Carol, just for the record, and you know where I'm going with this, is if you were, you know, a teenager, the body can recoup and recover quite quickly. You were how young when you took this trip?
Well, I was in my eighth decade.
So we'll let people figure that, do the math on that one. You definitely were not a teenager. And and our bodies don't recuperate the later we get our latter years in life, and yet, obviously, this turned the situation around quite dramatically, to say the least. So.
Oh, yeah. No, there is no doubt that this kind of substantiates what the study that came out of University of Virginia just a few months ago showing with mice, that when you apply a magnetic field to a source of acute injury, the swelling and the healing is expedited. The healing is expedited and the swelling is decreased maximally when you apply the magnetic field immediately. So I would suggest anybody who has a traumatic injury, they immediately apply either the MagBuoy or the PowerMag or whatever magnet they can get a hold of immediately.
And you said, again, Carol, that study was out of what university?
University of Virginia.
University of Virginia. So a couple months ago, so we're talking the early part of 2008. We should be able to pull that up someplace.
I think it was actually in November, December, if I recall.
November 2007 then. Okay, so great. So people can refer to that in reference to that study to exactly know what you were talking about. Well, thank you, Dr. Guth. Appreciate it greatly. Always wonderful to have you on the call. Let me jump down to another one. I don't know. Linda Bradford Gamble, are you on the call? I didn't hear from you earlier, so I'm just going to share her story. And this is the way she typed it up and sent it to me. My sister and brother-in-law raise Samoyeds and always have 6 to 12 dogs in their kennels. When I go to visit, I'm always greeted with a white wall of fuzzy enthusiasm as I try to get through the doorway. I've used the MagBuoys for several years as part of my business and energy healer as a Reiki person. People are always appreciative of the relaxation they experience. I decided to try it on the dogs. On my next visit, I arrived with the MagBuoys poised ready in one hand. As each large fuzzy head came forward, I rubbed the MagBuoys over the top of the head, around the muzzle, and down each side of the head. The first dog disappeared, and the next one took its place. I repeated this process 6 times, and this was the greeting committee that day. As I finally came up the stairs in the living room area, I was astonished to see all 6 dogs now in various stages of relaxation on the rug. It was a fun thing to observe. Oh, that is hilarious. So I guess Linda had to really work on convincing those dogs the placebo effect of magnetics. Okay, let's jump down to, I'm still looking for Barbara Satteroyd or Barbara Dickey, if you guys are on the call. Love to have you share. But in the meantime, let's hear from Dan Brock in Austin, Texas. And this story goes back a few years, I believe, is the way you sent it to me, Dan. So go ahead and share.
Yes, Vance, this extends back before electricity and motor-driven things. You know, you and I go back a ways with Nikan, and we didn't have the Palm Mag and the Power Mag. But the Mag Boys have been very instrumental in making dramatic changes in people's lives, and sometimes it makes it just worthwhile. You know, we get the bonus checks and that sort of thing, but to see somebody's life changed, I was with a group of my people at a wellness preview, and this lady who was well advanced in years came into the meeting. She was the mother of one of the prospective distributors, and we could see that she had her hands clenched in such a way that the years had taken a toll on her. She had the swollen knuckles and the soreness in the knuckles and could not flex her fingers at all. She had permanent clenching of the fists, actually pinching sores in the palms of her hands. She could not open her fists at all. And so we sat down, and just prior to the meeting beginning, with the MagBuoys, you know, you can remove the balls from the case. And so we asked her if it'd be all right if we pushed a ball into each palm within her fingers, within her grasp. And so we left it at that as the meeting began. It progressed probably 20 to 30 minutes, and she started stirring where she was sitting, and you could see tears in her eyes, and she was showing us that she was beginning to flex her fingers a little bit. She hadn't done this in who knows how many years. And so after the meeting was over, she explained to us that she hadn't been able to move her fingers like this. And, of course, that showed some progress, some difference in what she'd experienced. She came back to one of our wellness previews probably 5 weeks later and showed that she had almost full extension of her fingers. She could now move her hands and use them. And something that we take for granted, that, you know, we can undo a tube of toothpaste, she couldn't. And this was life-changing for her. And you know, that just gives you that feeling inside that, wow, I've had an impact. And you know, Nikan pays us for this too, so it's really a wonderful experience to know that we've actually made that kind of an impact where they didn't have any answers any other way.
Now, Dan, I have to ask you here because I'm trying to imagine mentally that her fingers were literally clenched over into the palms of her hands. Is that?
Yeah, she had the knuckle swollen situation where she could not flex her fingers at all.
Okay. So you guys literally jammed the independent balls from the Mag Boys down into her hands.
Yes.
Okay, in between her fingers. Wow. That's incredible. So, you know, and they don't even have to be in motion, and that's the beauty of these products, is that because of the magnetic charge that they'll create it. So, Dan, thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate it. I'm going to jump down here to another one that was emailed in to me, and Lorna Dobson of Grand Rapids, Michigan, is actually on a plane right now headed to Israel, and she wrote in and said, about 8 years ago, I was told that the Mag Boys were my first aid kit. The kit
yes.
also... Oh, are you on the phone there, Lorna?
Yes, and unfortunately I had to get off to find the code, and I just got back on.
Oh, no, this is Barbara. I recognize that voice. Barbara, go ahead and share it. Barbara Satterwhite from Richmond, Virginia. Go ahead and share your story.
Thanks, Vance. I need to share because I need to run to the dump with my husband, so I'm sorry. I have to run.
No, you don't have to apologize.
Actually, at our cottage at Meg's Head, and my story goes back to Isabel. I think it was 2003, maybe. We were boarding up for the hurricane and had everything boarded up. We're ready to go. Everything's packed in the car. When we realized we had some extra wood lying around and we knew it was the high winds, we better get that put away. So I pulled open the door to the shed and jammed my finger between the door and the lock, and I was like, oh, no, where are my magnets? And I ran to the car. The first thing I could find was the Mag Boys. My main goal was just get the hurt gone. So I took the Mag Boys, rolled it over my hand, no more than 15 minutes, probably less. The hurt was gone, put on the work glove, and then would help Don move boards, roll in between lifting, would just roll it just to keep any swelling down. And on the way home, put the front red wrist wrap over that finger, and occasionally would just roll the Mag Boys. It was not hurting at all, but I just wanted to make sure. And when I got home, I had absolutely, of course, I had no pain except for the first 5-10 minutes, and I had no swelling, no bruising, except a tiny, tiny bruise at the end of the nail, which probably was because it took me so long to get to the car to get my Mag Boys. But normally, if I had done the conventional stuff, I'd had a very swollen, painful finger and might have lost my fingernail.
Wow. So you did. So in other words, you did not lose the fingernail, because I've done that many times, dropping something on my toenail or smashing a fingernail, and usually the natural result is that you end up having to, you know, lose that, and you did not.
Absolutely not.
Wow. So you highly recommend this product, is what you're saying, Barbara.
I'll go anywhere without it.
Okay. We'll let you get off to the dump. Thank you so much for jumping on the call, Barbara. I appreciate it greatly.
Have a good day.
All right, thanks. All right, let me go back up to, where did she go? Lauren is from Grand Rapids. About 8 years ago, I was told that the Mag Boys were my first aid kit. She said, I also included in my kit the tiny far infrared blanket. The first day I had them, as I was told, I took them in my car when I picked up my son from junior high. He had just fallen forward on the sidewalk and scraped his hands, although they were not bleeding. As we drove toward his piano teacher's house for the weekly lesson, I told him to roll the Mag Boys in between his hands, and when he got tired of that, just hold them. It was unusual, I noted, that having been hurt, he didn't complain or say that he didn't want to go to his piano lesson that day. I forgot to ask him how his hands were until he was getting ready for bed that night. No problem. He said they were fine. He grew up and wouldn't leave for a second tour of Iraq without his Mag Boys and his Nikan blanket, and thank God came safely home with both of them. Not so much that he brought them home, I'm sure, but that he came back home. But as I mentioned, Lorna is on her way to Israel right now and couldn't be on the call to share that. Let's jump down to Jean Mayo of Huntsville, Alabama, and I had the privilege 2 days ago to sit and hear this story firsthand at a Cracker Barrel when I was in Alabama. And, Jean, you really got me excited about the potential of how imperative, I guess, it is that we utilize these, the Mag Boy, in our downtime, and this is what you did, after, torturing our bodies or pushing the envelope a little bit too far. But, Jean, go ahead and share your experience with the Mag Boy as a recovery product to doing just some yard work.
Oh, yes. I'm energetic, get out there and do all that yard work.
And what was it that you did? I mean, I know the story, but for the sake of the people listening, what was it that you were doing?
I was trimming hedge. It was taller than me, and holding those hedge trimmers above my head. Did this for about 45 minutes. When I got through, my hand felt like it was broken, felt like every bone in it was broken. I could not move it. It hurt so bad, and it really scared me. I thought, oh, I can't. I'm a reflexologist, and I do reflexology, and I thought, you know, I cannot do reflexology again. My hand is broken. So I came in and started digging through my little bag of magnets and came across the mag boy, and I sit for an hour and a half and rub my hand with that mag boy. And in an hour and a half, I had no pain. I could move my fingers, my wrist. I had no pain at all.
And the way you had shared with me over coffee the other morning, you were starting to freak out because you had quite a full clientele list of appointments the following day.
I usually have eight a day.
Eight a day. And you wouldn't have been able to do anything with them being a reflexologist. And just for the record, a reflexologist is similar to a licensed massage therapist, but you primarily focus in on the feet. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. So you get to rub people's feet and make them feel wonderful. And I guess you had said that you put them to sleep usually on a regular basis. So utilizing your hands, I guess it would be no different than somebody who typed a lot or, you know, we rely on our hands. I mean, without them, we're kind of pretty much stuck. And in an hour and a half, it took all that injury, or I should say that the abuse that you put on those hands from trimming the hedge all day, and it just reversed it right back around.
Yes.
So you would agree as well that this is a mainstay staple product to not leave home without it, in other words.
I'll never leave home without it.
Okay, well, great. Thank you so much, Jean, for sharing. And I've got one more I'm going to read, and I'm going to jump back down to, we've got two more gentlemen who are ready to share. Let's see, this one comes in from Barbara, and I don't remember where Barbara hails from, but she simply wrote, a few years ago, I was going up a hill, and someone stopped suddenly in front of me, trying to miss a dog. My airbags immediately burst open and ripped both my arms above and below elbow, so it just literally tore a line of skin. I was bleeding, the skin was raw, and I couldn't stand anything near my arms except for the far infrared underwear that I put on when I got home. So I began to spin the mag boys continuously. I watched all of the damage heal before my very eyes in 2 to 3 days. I now, several years later, have no scars of any injury. So that came from Barbara Dickey. All right, let's two gentlemen left. Steve Crowfoot from Utah. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello. My experience with the mag boy over the last 10 years has been amazing, but the one that is the most profound for me is what I'm able to do for my wife. She was in a car accident February 1st of 2001, and during the next year, even using all the Wellness Home products, medical establishment was able to spend $25,000 but not relieve her discomfort. And when the insurance company cut off the money, we had to figure out how to make her not hurt. And luckily, I ran onto a little side item that I could mount a Magboy ball in, since this was before the Power Mag and the Palm Mag. And we literally spun with a little motor. The magnetism, it threw her shoulder area, and within 15 to 20 minutes, an arm that was burning for hours at a time would relax, and within 45 minutes to an hour, she'd be sitting in a lazy boy chair in the middle of the living room, six kids running around, and she would be sound asleep because of the relief that she'd had. And it literally has given her life back.
Wow. And this took a pace a few years ago.
Right. Yeah, and we use it. We use them all the time. We still use the far infrared. She literally has to have a far infrared shirt, either on her body or wrapped around her neck, 24/7. And if she has it off, even for long enough to go to the shower, she feels the difference of not having the far infrared. But when life gets exciting or she gets upset about something, the nerves kick up and the headaches start, and we're talking the headaches that put you in bed and you have to have dark rooms, and we can start up the little spinners, and within just a few minutes the relief is there and she can relax and go to sleep and have a normal life.
Wow, that's incredible, absolutely incredible. Well, thank you so much, Steve, for sharing that. I just got an email from Marcia down in New Orleans, and she said she's on the call. Marcia, are you with us? Oh, you're not on the host code, so I'll type that to you in a quick second, and we'll have you add 2 years if you want to at all. Jim Curry.
Right here.
Go ahead. Share about your why you carry the MagBoy in your car and literally never leave home without it.
Good morning, everybody.
What happened to you?
Well, several weeks ago when we had our day of summer.
That's because you live in the Pacific Northwest, right?
Yes. I was out playing golf, and some varmint flew underneath my glasses and bit me on the eyelid, someplace around there. I did not feel the bite, but a couple holes later, I noticed that actually my eyelid was pressing against my eye lens. I wear glasses, and of course, the people I were playing with says, "My gosh, your eyes all swelled up." Anyway, when we finished playing golf, because you wouldn't want to stop, I always carry the MagBoys in my glove compartment. I got out the MagBoys, spun them. While somebody else was driving back into town, and the swelling decreased remarkably. But I always carry them. I think sometimes that we encourage new distributors to buy products for personal use and demonstration, and sometimes personal use is the best demonstration.
And when you say that, Jim, personal use can be the best demonstration, because when we're using them, especially like what you were doing, when something happens, I mean, when life happens, whether it's an airbag blowing up and ripping your arm, or a vermin, a bee, an ant, whatever it was, stings you in the eye and it instantly starts swelling up. Or like Carol shared, traveling around the globe and twisting your ankle, when you have it, that is the best demonstration, because, I mean, nobody can take that story away from you. And,
right.
You emailed me the pictures, and even being a relative, you weren't very good looking that day. it looked like you and Linda had taken a few rounds, and she won. but immediately how effective that is. Jim, I know that, and I want to kind of wrap up the call with this thought that, we talked about the flexibility test of, spinning them over someone's back, and then that, you can have them rotate around, pointing with their index finger, pick a spot on the wall behind them or, in the room or wherever, and then spin them and then watch them, rotate around much further. We've also done this with having people bend over and try and touch their toes and then spin them without even touching their back, but up and down their spinal column, and having them reach over and touch their toes again and seeing, I remember seeing a gal literally go down and palm the floor because she had so much more flexibility. Are there any other favorites that, come to your mind of, demonstration ways? Again, we are our best demonstration when we use the product, but well, for someone that first gets that they could see, playing with their kids or, demonstrating on a spouse. Any pop into your mind that we've forgotten or we're missing?
I think one that first really excited me was when we had our wellness preview, was to take the Mag Boys and stand on one side of a wooden door and have the sensor light on the other side and spin the Mag Boys, and the magnetic current goes right through the door.
And that, that what do we call that, not the MagnoView sensor, but the MagBoy tester, just where people can see the light illuminate and it will penetrate, you know, we always said, you know, 12 to 17 inches through bone, muscle, tissue, you know, a wall, a steel door. I mean, it just penetrates right on through. And the so what of that, as we always said, that, you know, ultrasound only penetrates. Someone's getting an ultrasound, whether they're pregnant or they're using it to detect something else, it only penetrates through about, you know, 3/8 to a half inch of soft tissue, you know, through the stomach lining, and whereas these will penetrate through anything. So if you've got something in a hard-to-reach area, you can spin them, and it'll penetrate right on through. So, you know, the beauty of this product is that we have it in our kit now, and, you know, we're really doing ourselves a disservice if we don't share with people, hey, here's some quick suggestions. And, you know, one that's not even related to the body that I might throw in here is a few months ago, we took ours out of the case and we threw them in our dryer. And you think, oh, come on, Vance, what on earth would you do that for? And you'd be clanging around in there. It's bad enough with some of the, you know, the buckles and the snaps on certain, you know, pants and whatnot. But they attach themselves to the side of one of the, you know, the fins in the dryer. And we eliminated having to use dryer sheets. We don't have any static electricity in our clothes. They don't stick together. And I'd venture to even step out and say that, you know, besides not having the smell from this, you know, blasted dryer sheets, is that the wrinkle factor. We haven't been doing a lot of ironing lately. And so I don't know if that affects that or what. But, you know, to eliminate having to pump extra junk into the environment, I mean, it's a win-win scenario. So, you know, when you get your set and your kit, you may want to include that in your first order or throw them on your auto ship. You can always do that, too, and get them, you know, even discounted. And, you know, keep that extra set in the dryer. So, well, I want to thank everyone that took the opportunity to share on the call this morning. Appreciate it greatly. And I want to remind everybody that if you got people that you know that they're going to benefit when they, you know, register as a wellness consultant to utilize these MagBoys, and you want some of these testimonies, encourage you to jump on the internet to simply www.growinginwellness.com. This whole testimony call has been recorded by Brad and Beth Huddleston, and they will be happy to send one in the mail for a small charge, of course, and you can get discounts for ordering in bulk. So you want to take advantage of that. Again, it's growinginwellness.com. And one of the things that I'm going to do, and the reason I, you know, wanted to do this call is because that we have an opportunity to, when people get that success kit, is we have an opportunity now to put a disc in their hands, an audio CD, and say, hey, this will give you some ideas of some of the different results that people have had over the years. And when we educate the mind, it really opens the door for people to, you know, get excited about what the potential is. So, again, thank you guys all so very, very much for sharing on the call, and look forward to having you next week when we have, oh, what did I do with her card? I misplaced it, but we've got a gal, Marsha, from Cleveland, Ohio area, and this gal has had an experience with MS, multiple sclerosis, and most people who have MS do not get better. And I'm not going to spoil the surprise, but her testimony, her telling her story, will blow your mind. So you don't want to miss next Saturday, what is that, June the 6th or 7th or something like that, June the 7th, and Marsha will be with us on the call sharing her story about MS. So if you know anybody that has dealt with MS or the symptoms, it's similar to fibromyalgia, but it literally it'll take a person out. She was a mess, as they say in the South, and she didn't have very many options. And so, anyways, Marsha will be with us next Saturday, so I want to wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful weekend.